thinking about the possibility that as soon as Monday, FAA people and contractors that work for the FAA will be back at work. What does that mean? What will that look like, and how will that work, do you think?
Well, I think for the most part, it will work well. Clearly, in those airports where there are large complex projects going on, it may take more time to mobilize. It may take more time to really swing into action, if you will. In terms of the FAA employees, I think they'll be able to get back relatively quickly and should be able to pick things up in a very efficient manner. But certainly for some of the airports, it may take a little bit more time, and they have lost time. There's no doubt about that in terms of the construction season. But overall, it's good news.
When we get beyond this, however we get beyond this, what should happen, do you think, as in Congress or structurally at the FAA or whatever, to try to avoid this, to keep this from happening again? I mean, when you were at the FAA, this wasn't really the kind of issue that it is today, was it?
No, and it's actually it's been fascinating in a way to watch, because really there's a great deal contained in the bill that's not controversial at all, and historically transportation, aviation included, has not been a partisan issue, but there are elements. Certainly, we've seen it this time around. There are elements in the bill that have become very controversial. So one question might be, is there any way to sort of separate out those issues so that the core of the program, those really fundamental elements that everyone agrees with, that those could move forward, whether it's next gen, where there's a great deal of support and enthusiasm for it, or whether it's the regular AIP program. I mean, there are certainly some fundamental elements of the bill, and I would say the vast majority of the bill, where members of Congress really do agree. So how do we keep that going and still debate the other issues as well? But it's been pretty disheartening to watch it, because you're right. Historically, these have not been so partisan. These issues have not been that partisan.
Your successor, Marion Blakey, explained to me a couple of weeks ago the structure with the trust fund and so on, and helped me to understand the differences between the FAA and other agencies that are funded exclusively through appropriations. Is there maybe a time and place where the FAA should come more under a typical agency appropriations structure to prevent things like this from happening when we're talking about the development of projects like NextGen that are, number one, politically popular, and number two, widely viewed as being critical to the future of airline safety in the country?
Well, I think that's certainly a very fair question, and I think, as you're looking at a question like that, the overarching issue is how can you establish a kind of steady revenue stream? And that's always been the challenge for something like NextGen. How can you establish a predictable, steady revenue stream for NextGen, for some of these very critical aviation projects? I think what we're seeing in aviation, that is some of the challenges around the trust fund, we're also seeing in other parts of transportation. Certainly the Highway Trust Fund is under a great deal of challenges. So we're seeing that in many ways. And I think certainly the question as to, is this the right approach? Do we have to think of it differently? Is something that Congress is going to have to take up? And I'm sure they will.
If you had your way, if it were up to you, would you change that structure at all? And if so, how?
Well, I'm not sure I would change the structure as much as I would try to figure out a way that you could keep the main elements of the program functioning and operating. I think this whole notion, several years ago, folks talked about perhaps separating out the air traffic control piece. Is that something that people want to look at again? I think all of those are going to be questions that we're going to be hearing over the next several months. I mean, the immediate issue, though, is to get people back to work, as they are doing, which I think is, as you said, very good news indeed. But then beyond that, how do we put in place a long-term bill? They've been operating on extensions, as we know, for the last 4 years. It's the 20th and the 21st extension. This really is, I think, very disruptive to just keeping a program running and functioning in the way that you want it to.
Ms. Garvey, the other question that I've gotten from a couple people is people would like to know what you're doing these days. Tell us what you've been up to since you left the FAA.
Well, I'm still very busy. I'm actually in D.C. a fair amount as chairman of the Bipartisan Policy Center, which has been really fascinating with the center that former majority leaders Dole and Mitchell and Baker and Tom Daschle set up about 6 years ago. So I've been fortunate enough to participate in that. And then I'm chairman of an investment fund that invests in very large transportation projects across the country.